Hi, friends. I wanted to chat with you today about a very important topic, and that's kitchen safety. A lot of people who end up in the emergency room as a result of accidents in the home have likely experienced that accident in the kitchen, so it's important to take care when you're cooking. First off, I recommend that you have a first aid kit and store it somewhere in your kitchen where it can be easily reached. Band-aids, eyewash, and antibacterial ointments should be included in this kit. Knives should be stored in either a block or on a strong magnetic strip on the wall, positioned in such a way where you can get to them, but not that they're likely to be bumped or brushed up against. Make sure you're focused and concentrating when you're chopping and slicing with those knives, and don't let your attention be taken away from what you're doing. I remember years ago having the television on when I was slicing apples and ended up seriously slicing two of my fingers, which impaired my ability to use them for several weeks. I can't stress enough how important it is to take care when using any sharp objects in the kitchen. Another thing to be careful of is heat, both in the oven as well as on the cooktop. Never use wet towels when grasping a hot pan handle or taking something out of the oven. The heat will transfer more quickly through a wet towel than dry, and you'll get no insulation from it. Always be mindful of what's going on when you're in the front of the range and when you open your oven. I can't tell you how many times I've pulled a pan out of the oven and forgotten that the handle was still hot once it went onto the cooktop. Now I wrap a pot holder around that handle as a reminder. I'd like to keep my fingerprints for as long as I can, thank you. You also want to keep a small fire extinguisher on hand. It's the best way to put out a small fire, particularly a grease fire, which does not respond well to water. And speaking of kitchen fires, you'll also want to check your range hood regularly and make sure the grease buildup is cleaned out. This will also protect against the possibility of fire. Spills are always a reality in the kitchen, but it's very important to clean up any spills from the floor as soon as possible. Moist spills and greasy messes make an excellent opportunity for sliding, and you don't want to throw out your back. You can also get mats for the kitchen floor. These reduce accidents from spills and also make it easier on your back when you're working on your feet for long periods of time. It's a small thing, but it'll go a long way. And let's chat about food safety for a moment. With a few simple precautions, you can avoid getting yourself or your family ill from foodborne illness. When defrosting meats or fish, always do it in the refrigerator and store it on the bottom shelf. Food should be defrosted gradually and remain chilled throughout that process. When working with any dairy products or eggs, they should always remain refrigerated, maintaining a temperature of 40 degrees Fahrenheit. When cooking meat or chicken, the best tool you have is your meat thermometer. Chicken should always read 165 degrees, and ground beef should be cooked to 155. Steak, fish, shellfish, lamb, and pork should be cooked always to 145. The only way to be completely sure of the internal temperature is by using a thermometer. Professional chefs and caterers are always temping their food for safety. It's a big deal, and you should get in the habit of doing it. When you have spills on the countertop, always mop them up, and if your sponge or towel smells sour, then put it in the laundry basket and get a clean one. I like to use a product like Simple Green on my countertops, especially when I work with raw chicken. Speaking of raw chicken, you probably know that it can be full of bacteria and easily cross-contaminate other tools and surfaces. Be sure and take care when working with raw chicken and clean all your utensils afterwards. Don't use the same cutting board for something else until you've cleaned that thoroughly. In professional kitchens, they often have color-coded cutting boards which never get used for something other than their original purpose. There is a particular color for chicken, one for beef, and one for vegetables. While it's not necessary to use this system in your home kitchen, you might want to think about separate cutting boards. Kitchen safety is easy when you apply a little common sense and you keep your focus on the task at hand. You'll begin to get into some good habits and they'll become second nature. You can concentrate on good food, well made, and leave the accidents and foodborne illness out of your house for good. I hope this has been helpful. As always, if you have questions, we'd love to hear them. Maybe your question will make it on the air. In the meantime, keep cooking, keep experimenting, and keep enjoying great food. This is Joan Autry with Tutti a Tavola, All to the Table Cooking School, where you can get your PhD in delicious.